Good evening, Gary Smith, Andrew Danishin, and thank you for joining us after this 1-0 victory at home to Hitchin Town. Not the best of first half performances. I think we looked leggy, down to 10 after 26, and you must have feared the worst. The second half was a massive difference. What on earth did you say at half time, Gary?
Obviously, you know, we knew it was going to be a battle. Obviously, when we went down to 10 men, we kept banging our heads together on the side, trying to work out what would be the best formula for us to go with, to try and stay in the game. Obviously, when you're down to 10 men, the opposition have got a man more than you, the game becomes a little bit more difficult. But I thought the boys showed a lot of character in that first half to actually stay in the game. And then at half time, it was just basically, obviously, we made a tactical change that would enable us to stay in the game again. And at half time, we just said, like, you know, I still believe you have another gear to go. If you look at the performance on Tuesday, I thought the boys had put a shift and a half in. You mentioned the word leggy. They probably came out looking a bit that way in the first half, but I thought second half, obviously telling them that we had an extra gear to go, the boys actually showed that gear and we shifted the game in our favour. And when it went down to 10 men each, we looked like the only team likely to go on and win the game. So pleased for the boys, a scruffy 1-0, but you know what, it's 3 points on the board, 3 more points towards that tally, 3 more points towards the target that we're trying to achieve.
Andrew, we were the better team in the second half, even with 10 men. And then it was evened up on 66 minutes with the sending off of the second yellow for Caldicott Stevens. 5 minutes later, Dan Creaney gets the winner. I think that's his fifth in the last four now. After a lot of criticism, he's come good.
Yeah, he has. We've tweaked him a little bit in terms of what he do, in terms of simplifying what Dan does. The biggest thing that we've done is we've got former striker here, but we've said to Dan about being in between the goal sticks and staying in between the goal sticks as much as possible, or definitely the width of the 18-yard box. So with that, what I'm finding is that he's doing all his good work when the ball's out wide or when it comes into him, and he's more in a central area so he can affect the goal more. So that tweak is good. The other thing I think is having a big thing is that Liam Mertens come in, and when you've got some competition there, if you like, in terms of healthy competition, I think that sort of makes you sort of maybe give that 5% extra. And also Ernie's coming in, I think he's having a quiet word with him. But Dan's game this year has not really changed in terms of what he's done, like in terms of the up to the 18-yard box. It's the same. He's an handful, does really well, he brings players in, he works his socks off every game. The difference is now I just think he's more central to the goal, so he's affecting the game really well, and what he's doing is he's being a bit more clinical. We are doing a lot more finishing in training as well, so I think that sort of all adds up to sort of him scoring some goals, and it's good timing. Going on to some of the sending off, I'm so glad for Wing, obviously, for the 3 points and for the lads and the club, and to keep and get some momentum back. But I'm glad we win, because normally people will suggest stuff about the officiating when they lose and stuff like that. But the number seven being on the pitch for some of his tackles, I do not know how. You know, he should have had a second yellow card. There was a clear handball. When Ahmed Obeng's rounded the guy, and the guy's actually forced the ball away from Ahmed with his hand, no penalty, and it's just that sort of consistency that we're asking for. And the thing is, it's sort of like it can be the difference between a playoff, not a playoff, or for some teams a relegation, not a relegation. So it's really important that there's a consistency in what's going on, because we want to be the best team on the pitch. Itching want to be the best team on the pitch. You know, everybody wants to be the best team on the pitch.
Gary, Nathaniel Rotunda got given the man of the match today. Was he your man of the match? Did you agree with that decision?
I think you know, he was run pretty close. There were a couple of others. I thought Aaron Ford was excellent again at right back, and I thought Ryan Beswick put in the captain's performance again today. Dan Creaney, as Andy's mentioned, obviously another fantastic performance. But over the last, you know, month or so, I think Nathaniel Rotunda has showed great experience on the pitch, and you can see that he's played football at a higher level, and he's starting to take control of that back four for us, and he's been immense. He's winning his headers, and there was one incident today when I think their striker had got away from Joe Magunda, and he came across and the tackle was unbelievable, the block, and I think he thoroughly deserved his man of the match today. And like I said, he's been very, very consistent lately, so happy for him, deserves it.
Okay. Andrew, we just alluded to Joe Magunda there. Of course, he came off injured today on about 25 minutes or so. We just need to ask how he is, really.
Yeah, he just he had a little tweak. He felt a little tweak in his sort of hamstring. I think it was sort of in the collision when Roe Turner came across. Obviously, Manju's going to assess him, so it's early days. I don't think it's anything long term. Obviously, Manju will update us on that and give us sort of more of an idea maybe tomorrow or Monday when it's settled down. So we'll sort of know on Sunday evening or Monday daytime what he's like. But he's not in pain, or you know, he's walking around, he's still fine. So it's, like I said, I don't think it's anything which will take him out for the rest of the season or anything like that. But when Manju's assessment comes in, we'll be sort of able to give you a better idea of the time length. Hopefully it's just a tweak and he's all right for Tuesday.
Okay, sure. Right, Gary, now on to Tuesday evening. Mm-hmm. And an opportunity to go back on top of the table, which we've not been for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We had those three back-to-back league defeats, but now back-to-back wins, clean sheets. And if we can get something from the Alba Church game, we'll be top of the table again.
Yeah, it's a great incentive for the boys, obviously, you know, to go back to the top of the table and put three more points on the board, which will then leave, obviously, the chasing pack with a harder job than, you know, they anticipate. So we're looking forward to the game. It's a chance for us to continue and build more momentum. You know, if we can go to Alba Church and get a victory, that'll be three games on the trot that we've won. And you know, people will then tend to forget about the three games on the trot that we lost. So, like I said, great incentive. No, it's not going to be easy. We'll give our church the respect that they're due, but we'll go there with confidence, and we'll go there and play with no fear and try and get 3 points on the board.
Every game's just as important as each other, aren't they? Three points are only worth.
As always, guys, thank you very much for your time. We'll catch up with you again on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Cheers.